If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Oh, I hope you had a great day, a great work week. We're going to round off the week with some empowering news. How's that? Yep. We have some stuff. We're going to be talking about some new radiation therapy. And also we're going to talk about hormones and maybe some anxiety. So we got lots to talk about. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all of that good stuff, big reminder, next Tuesday, the 17th. Man, this month is just flying by. Have you noticed that? Anyway, the 17th, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be with us. She'll be our wellness expert to talk to us about vaccines and other things like that. And then on the 19th, a week from today, we are going to be talking with vaccine attorney Alan Phillips. So he'll be with us. And telling us what's going on in the law of it all when requiring us to have vaccines. So he's been working hard to protect our freedoms and our rights. So we're gonna check with him on the 19th, so he'll be here. So don't be late. You gotta be here, tuned in, ready to rock and roll on Herb Talk. We have a crack report, but a big salute and Semper Fi first to our military, and praying for them, praying for America, praying for that righteous leader, that God-given righteous leader, you know, the only one that can lead this nation, the one that God appoints. We got to pray him in. Yes, yes, we have to have him. We have to have him. America needs to turn around, stop doing what it's doing, you know, and get back one nation under God. We got to get back in line, and the blessings will start to roll right on in. That's the way it goes. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Oh, Daffy. Okay, well, hey, they have a new study. Apparently these statin drugs giving people a high risk of diabetes. Yeah, a new study is confirming that the statin drug side effects could be diabetes. And researchers at Harvard Medical School report that women over the age of 45 much more likely to develop diabetes if they're on a statin drug. The study followed about 150,000 postmenopausal women who enrolled in the 90s, and then they, you know, followed up with a 2005 checkpoint, and 10% of the women had developed diabetes while on the statin drugs, compared to 6.4% of the women who did not take any statin drugs. So experts are kind of playing it down. They're saying it's a slight, modest increase. But when you look at the real numbers, it increases your risk of developing diabetes by 50%. So this is hardly the first study, actually, that turned out this link between the statin drugs and diabetes. There was several studies demonstrating the same results, one back in 2008. With a randomized control study, and also one that was in 2011 that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and the 08 one was published in Lancet Journal. So now the official website of the American Heart Association, they say this: adults with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have heart disease, a stroke, than adults without diabetes. So if you're taking the statin drugs for cardiovascular reasons, it's going to give you diabetes, and then your risk of having stroke and other cardiovascular problems just jumps, you know, way up there. Interesting, huh? Okay, a study of the placebo versus the antidepressant. This is an interesting one. New study that was conducted by the U.S. National Institutes of Health revealed that antidepressant drugs work no better than talk therapy and placebo pills at relieving depression. Uh-oh. Yeah, this study was actually funded in part by the drug industry. So it kind of follows a pattern where other studies on antidepressants pretty much showed the same thing. So it's kind of exposing the antidepressants as a scam. The study is published in the Journal of the Clinical Psychiatry, so if you want to check that out. I think they were testing Zoloft in that one. Yeah, I use a little valerian root if I get a little anxious or a little on the blue side. Well, a whole lot safer. Okay, what else we got? E-cigarettes. You guys know about those? Currently, no regulations whatsoever on the ingredients that are in e-cigs or e-cigarettes. No age limit restrictions for purchasing them either. Actually, the nicotine doses in e-cigarettes can vary from mild, like 5 milligrams, to 60. Amateur manufacturers of these types of products can actually deliver 300 milligrams, which is a possible lethal dose for those, their system's not able to handle that nicotine, like kids and teenagers. The e-cigs claim that they are nicotine-free, but they're not. Here, in a case you haven't figured this out, these are a popular electronic cigarette. They call them e-cigs. They're battery-operated, and the battery-operated e-cig it delivers nicotine. It's a device. Looks like a stainless steel tube. Sometimes they resemble a cigarette. And when people take a drag on it, There's a computerized sensor that feels the drop in pressure, and it activates an internal heating element, as well as a red glow at the end of the LED tip, make it look like you're smoking. But the heating element vaporizes a liquid solution inside the cartridge, usually comprised of nicotine, flavor enhancers, and other things like toxic ethylene glycol, you know, the stuff they find in antifreeze. And also some cancer-causing compounds like nitrosamine. And you just breathe that in that pulmonary, right into the bloodstream, bam. Inventors of the e-cigs and major exporters have been the Chinese. Yeah. And since e-cigs do not contain tobacco, there's really no legal authority the FDA has over them. What do you think of that? Found that way around it. You know, and a lot of people promote them as a way to, you know, quit smoking, but it's not going to help you. Try some liquid lobelia if you want to quit smoking. Moving along in the Quack Report, there's a new pill out that helps you lose weight without sweating. One drop of sweat. No exercise required. Researchers claim they've created this new pill that provides all the same benefits of exercising, but without actually exerting yourself. They claim that a hormone naturally found in your muscle cells is triggered, it triggers calorie burning benefits when you exercise. So they found this, you know, hormone has the potential, they say, to help people that are overweight and obese. So the hormone is called irisin, increases in the body when you exercise, and it boosts your energy expenditure and controls your blood glucose levels, helps you burn fat. So medical experts from Harvard Medical School had this big idea. They're going to take this new hormone, and they're going to put in a pill. And they say, well, we're going to treat obesity and diabetes and all kinds of other disorders, even help patients that are too weak to exercise. But, of course, doctors are saying the pill should not be used as a replacement to exercising. Well, like, that will never happen, right? And last but not least, in the Quack Report, licorice root. New study indicates that licorice root is effective against bacteria which can cause tooth decay and gum disease. Findings are in the American Chemical Society's Journal of Natural Products. They say dried licorice root for it's used for a variety of issues, coughs, ulcers, sore throat, arthritis, liver disorders, food poisoning, diabetes. But licorice is known by herbalists to also possess antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial properties. And, of course, the root is not really an ingredient any longer in candy sold in the United States. They use flavored anise oil instead to make it taste like licorice. In a previous study, clinical trials indicated that an injectable form of licorice root, not that I recommend it go in the body that way, but they injected it and they said it was effective against hepatitis C. Interesting. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Alrighty, so we have lots to talk about. We have empowering information for you. And let's see. We are going to be talking about the new radiation therapy out there. Okay? There's lots of therapy. So, you know, but this caught my eye. This really did. And it reminded me of something. It reminded me of Star Trek, you know? And you know, Captain Kirk would always say, beam me up, Scotty, right? Nearly everyone recognizes that famous line from Captain Kirk of the TV series Star Trek, right? Chief Engineer Montgomery Scott, known as Scotty, he used a fictitious beam of white light to transport members of the Starship Enterprise all over the place. And Star Trek was the first TV show that I recall which used show props, you know, the communicators, that looked like modern-day cell phones. And Scotty would lock onto the communicator signal and beam the captain up to the Enterprise. And I mention this because all across America, medical centers are advertising a newfangled contraption called True Beam. Have you heard about this one? Yeah. True Beam. It's under trademark. And you may have heard about it. Ad campaign, big ad campaign rolling out all across America about what is called the next generation in cancer treatment. Yeah, have you heard this one? Have you not heard this on the radio and stuff? Your local hospital's advertising this? Well, you will if you haven't. It's really called radio surgery. And the new cancer treatments are described as if the crew of the Enterprise were performing a highly advanced form of image-guided radiation surgery. It's the way it's advertised. So with pinpoint accuracy, they say, a stellar precision, and with stellar precision, your cancer engineer is going to choreograph the laser's path to not only destroy cancer cells, but also be able to neutralize any tumor motion. Well, apparently hospitals and doctors are recommending this treatment to manage brain, spine, lung, liver, pancreas, and prostate cancer. And according to the press, this new machine will deliver the radiation treatment in half the time. So instead of 20 minutes that it used to take, you'll be done in just 10 minutes. And apparently it has double the output of radiation, 2,400 units per minute, than the older systems of delivery. It's warp drive, isn't it? Okay, so I wonder if it is. I was wondering if the manufacturer of this contraption is also the manufacturer's. Airport security machines. You know, it kind of crossed my mind. I have to ask the question. It isn't, but, you know, I had to ask. Now, medicine also claims this new treatment will minimize cell damage to your healthy tissue, and you want to notice it's not going to prevent cell damage to the non-cancerous tissues. So what it does is it uses two forms of radiation. Yep, it uses the SRS, which stands for stereotactic radiotherapy, and they use that for brain and spine cancers. And the other form of radiation it puts out is called SBRT, which stands for stereotactic body radiotherapy, and that's for all the other body parts that have cancer. So this is really a very high but brief shot of radiation. And medicine states that it delivers less harmful radiation than a CT scan. Really? Well, I had to check. You know, according to Canadian research that they did on the Fukushima tragedy, the radiation Japan received was, as they say, as dangerous as the highly targeted radiation given in radiotherapy. And physicians in Russia agreed with the Canadian research, as did Dr. Robert Jacobs, who's the professor of nuclear history at Himeshima Peace Institute. Yep. Okay, now hospitals all over the planet are ordering the True Beam from the manufacturer Calvarion. It's a California-based company specializing in radiation therapy. And if radiation therapy is an FDA-approved cancer treatment, which it is, I have to ask, does that mean those who frequently fly are x-rayed, they're going to be cancer-free? Think about it. It's doubtful. Oh, yeah. And the federal government's occupational exposure guidelines for annual exposure to SRS is 0.500 REM to 15.0 REM. And hospital medical staff, their annual exposure isn't to exceed 0.300 REM. And the National Council of Radiation Protection and Measurements estimates that the average American is exposed to 0.620 REM per year, and that was done back in 2010. So it used to be, as they said, 0.360 REM, but it jumped up, they say, quote, due to almost entirely to the growth in the number of medical diagnostic x-rays and the nuclear medicine treatments, end of quote. All that is in a source. You could look it up in the Radiological Protection Department of Savannah River Nuclear Station's 2010 Radiation Exposure Report. Now, according to radiation work permit guides, 2,400 units per minute M3 is equal to about 5 REM. So one treatment, one round of true beam, SRS radiation, is at least a year's worth of radiation exposure. Yeah. There's radiation therapy. Let's talk some more about it, because most people have had an X-ray or two, right? And you most likely got the lead apron to protect the other body parts from X-ray exposure. So there are negative effects to receiving any radiation treatment. And here's how it works. Ionizing radiation passes through the body, and it causes electrons to be ejected from your atoms, which leave behind positive ions, also known as free radicals, which tend to damage your DNA, making you vulnerable to disease such as cancer. So very high doses of radiation will cause cells to die. That's the goal, kill the cancer. Low doses of radiation, they say, will cause cells to repair themselves, and hopefully without mistakes. Yeah, because when cells don't repair correctly, they grow cancer. But it can't be. It could take several years to develop, but that's what happens. Now, there's no studies, have been conducted which directly link radiation medical treatments to cancer. And Dr. Carley said so right here on this show a while back. They're afraid to do studies on it because it's going to show it gives you cancer. However, it is estimated that over a lifetime of radiation exposure, the average female has a 37.5% risk of developing cancer, and men have a 44.9% risk. Now, if you get cancer, medicine estimates your risk of dying from it to be about 25%. So the folks in Japan, they were exposed to the equivalent of radiotherapy. And you may say that cancer patients only have a brief 10-minute exposure to the radiation, whereas the Japanese have had a greater exposure. Well, do you think the cancer patients just get one session, one dose of true beam? Nope. They get more like 6 or more, depending on the type of cancer they have. And the Fukushima victims, after their ulcerations, their skin ulcerations heal, they're vulnerable to cancer, infertility, pulmonary insufficiency, hair loss, and menstrual suppression. Now, if we look at radiation physicists and chemists, I call them physic prophets, they liken the radiosurgery to an early-stage radiation poisoning. So one other thing, the stereotactic radiosurgery, the SRS, for any part of the body, is a pinpoint treatment. It's a pinpoint radiation beam, it's more damaging than multiple doses, they say, from the other radiation treatments, the old ones. That's what the propaganda is saying. So the patient, they say, since it's a pinpoint accuracy treatment, the patient must be immobilized. So if the patient moves or even breathes, there is disastrous results. So, they gotta do the treatment. The radiation treatment must be timed, and it has to be delivered with accuracy in between a patient taking a breath. Or, you just hold your breath while you're getting the treatment and hope radiation spatter doesn't alter your cell DNA and give you more cancer. And this side effects, they say that the side effects medicine has listed for this type of radiation treatment, this radiosurgery, is fatigue and localized skin irritation. Right. That's the side effect. you know, I liken all this to like a Klingon treatment, really. The medical centers in America will soon be required actually to adhere to even the Obamacare that's coming down the pike if it isn't repealed. So Obamacare limits the kinds of treatments the aging baby boomers will be qualified to receive through the death panels. Klingon ethic panels. Now, hospital patients 70 and older will receive what is called comfort care instead of intervention care. And for those of you that don't know the difference, comfort care is pumping patients full of toxic medicines like morphine until they expire. And intervention care is treating a serious or life-threatening condition, such as trauma, to save life. Therefore, if you have Obama's government health insurance and are in the 70 or older age bracket, you'll want to avoid the hospitals because they're going to just put you out to pasture permanently. Well, let's look at the terms because, you know, the terms are real important. The terminology of Obamacare is also quite disturbing because human beings are not called patients but units. And our culture has been in the process of using dehumanizing terms to train us to think differently, you know, to disrespect, to devalue life. And it was pointed out to me recently by one of my customers that in the workplace, the department that was dealing with employee issues was once called personnel. But now we call it human resources. Employees considered a resource. So terms such as these objectify us. And how long it's going to be before we toss human resources, you know, toss that term aside and replace it with, I don't know, unit processing? Hey, the term processing is also used in the prison system to describe the handling of inmates. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, it is crazy. It's insane. That's what liberalism is, insanity. So what I do, well, there are many ways to address cancer, but radiation and nuclear medicine is not going to cure the cancer. In most cases, such radical treatments like this at best suspend cancer for a few years, and then it's back, usually with a vengeance. So please do your homework before you explore the radiation wing at your hospital. Personally, I'd avoid invasive treatments, and although TrueBeam produces no incision and is a cutless surgery, I would still avoid it, and I'd find another way. Hey, I gotta take a break, but more health news on the other side. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're kind of covering this radiation therapy that's, you know, a big deal. It's going to be, you know, coast to coast globally. I mean, the European hospitals have lined up, too, for this stuff. And, you know what I say, an ounce of prevention, Benjamin Franklin was right, is a pound of cure. It's worth a pound of cure. And it's so very true. So, you know, Apothecary Herbs often offers toxin removal products and immune boosting to assist the body's defenses against diseases like your cancer. You can learn to be very powerful using God's herbs the way He intended them to be used. So you can call if you want for a free product catalog. And the new product catalog for Apothecary Herbs is due in tomorrow. We're all excited. We can't wait. And you're going to love this catalog because it teaches you how to layer herbs for different effects and maximize your healing potential, your power there. So you can call toll-free, get on the list to get one mailed to you. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, or you can go on the website, thepowerherbs.com, and you can request one there. There'll soon be a PDF version of the catalog to download, but it's not up there yet. But go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your health care options just became endless. And not too late to save on ground ship now through Saturday the 14th. All continental U.S. orders get free ground ship. So there's a discount code on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. You can cut and paste, put it in the shopping cart, or just mention it if you're calling in your order. So if you've been putting off your organ cleansing and your immune boosting or just stocking up for, you know, whatever may come down the road, now's the time, and you're going to save on a free ship. Last day for that is Saturday, so the free ship discount, it goes through this Saturday, so don't delay, get that going. And if you're stocking up on cases of powerful herbal tools, check out the Vitamin Vault there, and you'll see what the case discounts are, so you can save there. Okay, so we're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about our attitudes, you know. You ever wonder why some people are just nasty? Nasty. What, you know, bees in her bonnet today, or, you know, got his underwear in a wad. What's with that? Well, hormones, that's what it is. A lot of times it's hormones. You know, because God didn't make crabby people. Hormones have a lot to do with our mood. So what contributes to a hormone imbalance? And we have a cascade of hormonal issues and mood swings. Well, you know, our foods actually contain 50% less nutrition compared to foods just 50 years ago. Our environment is more polluted, and our technology moves our lives along at a pretty quick pace and causes us stress. This can affect our liver and the liver's ability to manage toxins, blood sugar, and hormones. So how does it work? Well, the liver breaks down hormone chemicals, and it disposes of them out of the body through the bowel and urinary tract. Okay? So if your liver isn't functioning very well, it has trouble dealing with hormones, and instead it's going to store hormones or recycle the hormone chemicals. So your liver works extremely hard to detoxify your system. It has to produce a lot of enzymes to do that. One in particular is called P450. Now, if you take pharmaceutical drugs, your liver actually has to manufacture more of this enzyme, P450, than normal in order to prevent you from being poisoned to death. So with female cycles going around every month, you know, the menstruation and so forth, and the estrogen and the progesterone levels, they go up, and the liver has to balance these. So elevated levels of estrogen in the system can actually cause certain types of cancer, like breast or uterine cancer, or can even create blood clots and stroke. So for women, their monthly cycle keeps the liver very busy. So you want to, if you add to that some depression, a really poor diet, suppressed anger, etc., the liver has to make a choice, basically, handle the chemicals from the mood swings or the estrogen from the menstruation. So the liver will release the moody chemicals associated with depression and anger first into the body to avoid higher levels of estrogen that creates other health risks. Now, men are no different, really. No, they're not. The menstruational cycle, of course, but their lives have to handle hormones too, and mood chemicals, just like women do. So men typically hold emotions in, and what happens to them is they may get depression, or they may develop prostate disease. So people on antidepressants, hormone replacement drugs, and prostate drugs can they can't cleanse, they can't rebalance the liver, so it's not going to be beneficial, it's not going to help in that respect. Let's look at some of the symptoms. If you have a hormone imbalance, it can create male or what I call male or female menopause. menopause. So for both men and women, hormone imbalance can be kind of devastating. Men can experience bone loss and mood swings, irritability, the same thing that women go through with the hormones out of whack and during menopause. And why is that? Well, for men, the testosterone, the estrogen hormone, which helps to build bone, is out of balance, and that's where osteoporosis can result. Also, erectile dysfunction occurs when there is an interference with the testosterone or low levels of testosterone for muscle contraction and even for the brain receptors. So memory loss can occur due to these low levels of testosterone, and the brain receptors are not getting adequate hormones, see. So both men and women can put on a few extra pounds also around the abdomen when hormones are, you know, out of whack. So high levels of the cortisol, the adrenal cortex and stress hormone, they tend to create some havoc on blood sugar levels, and they prompt some sugar cravings. So for men, prostate enlargement is also part of the problem with this imbalance, and it can also increase the risk of stroke. All right, well, let's talk about it, you know, feeling a little bit melancholy. That's, you know, an old term, but if you look up melancholy in the dictionary, you're going to know what the Greeks knew over 400 years before Christ, that sadness and depression is due to what they call black bile. They associated it with liver function. The liver is not able to function and handle the hormone chemicals. And they knew the key to emotional disorders was to heal the liver. So if you want to lower your risk of PMS and menopause, depression, and prostate problems, you may want to consider doing a liver cleanse twice a year. So let's talk about that liver cleansing. I like to use milk thistle to do the liver cleansing. It helps provide the organ with some specific antioxidants, the silymarin that is in the herb. It protects the liver from damage, and it helps the liver to replace old, sick, and dying liver cells with healthy new ones. So the antioxidants in the milk thistle are more powerful than your vitamin E, and it is also rich in protein, about 14.3%, and it's high in chromium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, and zinc. So the nutrition and the antioxidants in milk thistle will help the liver to fight off destructive enzymes that can hurt not only the liver, but you as well. There's some leukotrienes and prostaglandins that can create a problem. So the specific protein in milk thistle is going to allow your liver to regenerate quickly and at a much faster rate than normal. And before you cleanse the liver, it's really recommended that you cleanse the bowel first and the urinary tract, because that's where the toxins and the gunk from the liver will go when you do the liver cleanse. And this will significantly improve your efforts and regenerate the liver if you cleanse the bowel and urinary first. So, and it also it's going to help rebalance that hormonal system a lot faster as well. So herbs contain specific proteins and antioxidants and minerals and vitamins and amino acids, and they work with your body's natural ability to rebalance and regenerate and ultimately heal you. So if you have the ability to understand this information and utilize some of the nutrition in these powerful medicinal herbs, you can actually do some really great organ cleansing and do it safely and successfully and do it in the proper order so that you are successful. So if you're interested in that and you're not familiar with using herbs to do that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs show you how. The new catalog that will be coming out is more of an it's a product catalog, but it's also an educational tool. So you're going to learn a lot more than you think. And you're going to feel more powerful than you've ever felt doing things your average white coat can't. So God didn't expect you to be dependent on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. Yep, yep, God's herbs are good. They're here for the service of man. That's actually from your scriptures. So God said that, and his word never comes back void. So, all right, we're going to shift gears, and then we're going to talk about anxiety. But if you're looking for organ cleansing, the milk thistle, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have those items for you. You can check that out at thepowerherbs.com or just give them a call toll-free. Get some more information mailed to you. Or if you want to order over the phone, you can. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's a 24/7 number, and there's always someone live to talk to if you wish. If you need to talk to me, just call me Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and I'll be available if you have questions. All right, we're going to talk about anxiety because sometimes we don't stop and ask ourselves what could be causing us to be so anxious that it's affecting your life, many areas of your life. So a lot of times when we grab at things that we think will help us, they're not really solutions, they're crutches, and it's not really a cure in that case. It's going to make us more dependent. So everything physical is happening usually in our bodies on a cellular level, but we think of anxiety as more of an emotional thing. It is emotional, but it's also cellular, and the things that you employ physically will either magnify or cancel emotions like anxiety. So during your waking hours, your cells become technically damaged, especially the interior cell mitochondria part. And this is your cell's powerhouse. It's like the battery of your cell. And it determines if you're going to be functioning 100% or not. So the neurotransmitters, the hormones, and the capacity of the cells to acquire energy are all going to be involved. So when you sleep, your cells get revitalized or repaired. The mitochondria gets charged up. So anxiety, when you lose sleep, it robs the body of the repair work. So rapid age and degenerative disease can result. So being anxious is going to affect sleep and basically a lot of health overall. Let's look at some statistics. People who are worrying, if they're worrying is normal, and appropriate, but it shouldn't become acute and constant. Okay, you can be worried and concerned, but not all the time. Nearly 20% of the population is beyond that boundary of natural worrying. Anxiety has gotten so bad that it is more common than depression, and it's affecting 40 million Americans, according to the AMA. And only 10% of us actually receive proper anxiety treatment, according to the AMA. So females suffer from anxiety and stress twice the rate that men do. And anxiety seems to be severely affecting even the senior citizen age group. So all this anxiety is costing about $46 billion a year, and it accounts for 88% of lost productivity at the workplace. It's a lot. And so now if we don't use our heads here, and we're going to end up like most people. They're using drugs and alcohol to cope with their anxiety. We don't need to do that. That's creating another problem for us to solve. So we have 65% of Americans that have gone the route of taking anti-anxiety meds, and over half are mind-altering medications. So each year, 3.3 billion prescriptions are dispensed just in North America. And that's 12 times the U.S. population. So every man, woman, and child would have about 12 prescription bottles sitting on their kitchen counter. There's a visual. Yeah. So the two most popular anti-anxiety drugs are Paxil and Zoloft. And we've just read in the Quack Report, several studies have concluded that these are as useless as a placebo. Yeah, but it nets the drug company $7 billion a year, so what do they care? And I want to mention the sleep medications. They will ensnare people that are anxious. And why would anyone think that insomnia, sometimes caused by anxiety, plus a drug addiction, is the way to treat anxiety? But a lot of people do this. sleep medications make you pretty much a drug addict. So you have to be pretty desperate for sleep to get hooked on these types of drugs, which only compound the sleep deprivation and your anxiety in the end. So the argument that people give is that they've tried everything. They've tried a different mattress or the chiropractor, or they cut out their caffeine. They drank milk before bed or herb teas. They tried hypnosis and nothing worked and they can't sleep. So they turn to their doctor and they get a prescription for a sleep aid, I don't know, like Ambien, for instance. Now, the Ambien blocks a targeted switch in your body called the GABA receptor. So it turns off some of the central nervous system, basically. And this is why people sometimes on that drug don't have any recall, memory recall, what they did. Yeah, because their central nervous system was, you know, shut off. Basically, when you take Ambien or drugs similar to this, you are actually under sedation while you're on the drug. It was probably a drug Michael Jackson tried, but then it didn't work after a while. Now, you may be asleep on this drug, but you are not getting adequate rest on a cellular level, which involves hormones to repair the damage to your cells, you know, the mitochondria. Michael Jackson had a sleep problem. Sleep aid users get more than they bargain for when they use these types of drugs. For instance, they get a change in demeanor. They get mood swings. They may become delusional. They may sleepwalk. They become more aggressive, maybe even have more rage and paranoia, and even suicidal thoughts are in the mix. So why do these side effects happen while on these type of sleep medications? Well, when you take them, you've severed the part of the nervous system, see? And another fairly new sleep medication that, you know, you see the ads with the butterfly, Lunesta, that one, that drug, pretty bad, lots of side effects. Patients taking that who have tried it, they call the medication, and when they wake up and they shake it off, they say, well, that was called lunatic Esta, if you ask me. The side effects of that drug, abnormal thoughts and behavior. It also causes depression and suicidal thoughts, but the list is pretty long with the side effects. Memory loss, anxiety, various allergic reactions. They get out of bed at night, and while not awake, they're still asleep, but they're moving, and they'll do various activities and then have no knowledge of it the next day. So when you try to withdraw from this type of a drug, these sleep aids, it's worse. You get worse insomnia than when you started, okay? So severe anxiety, panic attacks, memory problems, depression, overall feeling of being sick, which means that you are now an addicted insomniac because of these meds. So I would recommend not running to your doctor for more drugs for these type of side effects from sleep aids. Please don't do that. Now, if you aren't addicted to the prescription drugs for anxiety and insomnia and stuff, people tend to turn to recreational drugs. So this makes 42% of the population using illegal substances to help them cope. Now, if drugs aren't used, alcohol tends to be another common crutch. Canada has a real problem. 72% of their population is using way too much alcohol to get through their day. So alcohol stimulates your nervous system while it depresses your self-control. So the absorbed alcohol is in all your organ tissue within just a few minutes, your brain, your heart, your liver, your pancreas, your lungs, your kidneys. So the alcohol stimulates, but after it wears off, it magnifies anxiety. So I would abstain from alcohol if you have anxiety issues. Here's some foods you might want to avoid. They tend to inflame anxiety, certain foods. Your caffeine, because it has a psychotropic action and it can help improve mood, but only in small doses. The problem is that people are not getting caffeine in small doses. They drink more than one or two caffeinated beverages, and this will bring up their anxiety level. So caffeine overload can actually mimic a psychiatric condition. So you can, if you're prone to anxiety, you want to limit your caffeine, and if you suffer from anxiety, it may be the result of caffeine toxicity. So how come that happens? Well, Dr. Thomas Udide of the National Institute of Mental Health, he says some people have brains which are more sensitive to caffeine, and to them caffeine acts like a drug. So people with this kind of sensitivity may only be able to tolerate a half a cup of tea or coffee per week. That's not per day, that's per week. So alcohol was also a culprit in triggering anxiety, even though people will drink it to relieve anxious feelings. So as the alcohol wears off and a mini withdrawal effect takes place, it can be enough to trigger a panic attack, causing neurotransmitters in the brain to react. So you really want to watch the alcohol. Now, your creator, God, has put into your hands some tools to protect and strengthen you against anxiety. Medicinal herbs that are full of nutrition that the body needs to fight the effects of anxiety and stress is available to you. So you can look for a combination of herbs, valerian root, skullcap, Oregon grape root, St. John's wort, guttacola, ginkgo. There's lots of herbs out there. You can use them separately or in combos together. If you're looking for the combo, you want to look for a product called Emotional Stress Formula. Apothecary Herbs has that. They also have valerian root separately if you want to try that. Very reasonably priced. They're liquids. There's no pills, and they're in the body in less than 60 seconds, so they're very effective. Will take tension and stress off the system, but it will not sedate you. So you're still in control. You still have your capabilities. Your mind's still, you know, active in there. And if you're looking to help you sleep, look for the relaxation formula. It's a natural way to sleep. Takes tension out of muscles, and you won't have that sedation either. It's a natural way to get the sleep mode back. And you don't want to be like Michael Jackson, where he lost his ability to sleep. He had to be anesthetized. Goodness, bad, bad, bad. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their new 2012 product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your health care options just became endless. You'll be powerful in this new year. Believe you me, you will. I gotta go, but don't you go anywhere, because Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.